All right, so good morning. Today I'm going to be talking about how we streamlined the Class AB TB notifications through an electronic data transfer. I'm going to give a quick background, go over the automatic process that we had for refugee events prior to the Class AB TB events, go over what Class AB TB conditions are, go over the process that we put into place for Class A TB events, and some future steps that we're hoping to take. So the Electronic Disease Notification System, or EDN, is the CDC's web-based system that notifies state health officials of the arrival of refugees and immigrants. In 2012, Massachusetts began an electronic transfer from EDN into our disease surveillance and case management system, known as MAVEN. And this was for all refugees. So I'll try to move off of this slide a bit, but for the electronic transfer, someone from the state goes to the EDN website, downloads the PDF documents of the overseas medical records, the family summary, and the EDN data files. Now, those data files contain information regarding to the sponsor address, medical history, as well as vaccination of the refugees. So once those files have all been downloaded, we upload them to a server where the automatic process begins. So the automatic search process begins looking for events that are already in MAVEN, parses the files, and transforms them into a format for MAVEN. Those files are then uploaded into MAVEN, and refugee and refugee family events are both created, and then they are linked based on the file number. Once all the events have been created, the PDFs of the medical overseas documents and the family summary are attached to the respective events. So, Class AB TB notifications. So refugees and immigrants are required to have a medical screening prior to relocating to the United States. The exam is used to identify any conditions that would preclude them from coming to the United States or conditions that would require treatment prior to departure. The goal of the exams is also to identify those with latent tuberculosis or TB and to facilitate timely treatment and control measures once they arrive in the United States. So during the overseas exams, they are given TB tests, and pre-departure TB classifications are given, which I've listed out here. So if a refugee or an immigrant has a TB classification, they also arrive with a TB worksheet that has to be filled out by the states and then sent back to the CDC. So here's an example of the TB worksheet. So the top part, will all be pre-populated by the EDN, and then from B down will be filled out by state and local health. In our state, it's all filled out by local health users. And so this information includes chest x-ray information, medications, as well as evaluations that they undergo once they've arrived in the U.S. The TB worksheet is actually just one sheet, but I couldn't fit them both on two slides. So this is the bottom half of that worksheet. So the TB worksheets are all attached within MAVEN, so if a local health user has access to TB events, they can go to that individual's event in our system and then go to the attachment section and then download the TB worksheet where they can print it out and fill out all of the information. So I broke out the process based on whether things happened before MAVEN and then after MAVEN. TB came into MAVEN around 2007. So this highlights the process where staff members would go to the EDN website, download the EDN files as well as the TB worksheet, and if it happened prior to MAVEN, they would actually fax all of those files directly to the public health departments. After MAVEN, a staff member would create the event in MAVEN and then attach that TB worksheet to the MAVEN event. Once the LTBI events were created, they would flow into the LTBI notification workflow. And as we like to consider workflows is a folder that where events flow in and out based on a set of certain requirements. So for this notification workflow, LTBI events flow into it as soon as they're created, and then they flow out as soon as the local Board of Health says that they have acknowledged the case and they've seen it. Okay, so similar to the refugee and refugee family events, the staff members will go in at the same time that they're downloading all of the refugee information. They download the TB information for immigrants and refugees. They upload those files to the server, and this is where the automatic process begins. So not only is this process searching for events that are already in our system to see whether it would just need to attach those events instead of creating them, this process also searches within the data files to see whether a TB condition has been noted. And if that's the case, an LTBI event or a latent tuberculosis infection event is created in our system. Once those events are created, the PDFs of the overseas medical documents and the TB worksheet for the new notification are automatically attached. So in our system, it's a person-based system, so one individual could have a refugee event and an LTBI event, and you could, you can toggle between the two events through a hyperlink. So as long as you knew the name of the individual, you could go and access all of their information from one event. So here you can see the old process prior to the automatic transfer and the new process. As you can see, there's much less person hours within the state, and all of the events are still going into that LTBI notification workflow for local health. So now that it's been about a year, we put into place the transfer in June 20th of 2014. I wanted to see whether people were still creating Class AB events by hand. So to compare, I looked at 2013, and 2,065 refugee events and 323 Class AB events were created in Maven. 83% of the refugee events and 0% of the TB records were created in the feed. Okay, so for 2014, we had 280 Class AB TB records created, of which 162 were created after the feed was implemented. Of those 162, 98% of them were created by the EDN feed. So we're really saving a lot of person hours within the state. And as all of you know, we're all really busy, so we're really happy about that. So for the future, right now the TB worksheet is not fillable. You have to download it and then handwrite it, and so it's a lot of fun trying to read everyone's handwriting. So we're hoping for the future to have a fillable TB worksheet. But in addition to that, we'd also really like to have the functionality where the TB worksheet's attached to the event, and since local health have to fill out that exact same information into question packages that are part of the disease event, to have that information auto-populate from the question packages within the Maven event to the TB worksheet so that the local public health users wouldn't have to fill it in two places. Another aspect that we thought would be helpful for the future is having a notification for when state users or local users attach the worksheet or show that the worksheet has been completed. So similar to the LTBI notification workflow, we would have a workflow set up so that as soon as the TB worksheet was attached as a completed form, it would flow into this workflow to notify state users that the worksheet had been completed, and then we could send it back down to the CDC. So I'd like to thank Andy Tibbs, Laura Smock, Jennifer Cochran, and Jillian Haney for all of their work on this project. Sure.